Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
Here Garrett delivers. And long rolls one throw into left field, a base hit. Tearing around third is JBJ as Winker overruns it. Brewers take the lead here in the sixth.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler in for the franchise, Tim Allen. Little double duty today. Catch me on the morning show, 6 to 10. Here on The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, my boo, with me. He's the one who brilliantly cut that highlight for you, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. So send him a tweet and congratulate him for his fine, fine work as he has provided us throughout the years. Brewers get the victory. The results are good, as Tim would say. Tim's in Las Vegas. And so I hope he had the over today, because the Brewers somehow scored a lot of runs. This is not the Brewers team that we thought we had. This is not the Brewers team we thought we had early in this game. The Reds go up 2-0 right away in the first, and you think, okay. Well, that's no good. The Brewers score in the second, two more for the Reds in the third, and it's 4-1. And I think at that point, you're like, all right, 4-1. Reds got this one. We gave it away. You know, Hauser, maybe they should have gone Peralta. Maybe they should have gone Woodruff. Hauser, by the way, the Brewers have won now with tonight the last seven games that he has started with Adrian Hauser. They won the last seven games, including this one. He doesn't always get credited with the win, but when he pitches, they win that game. Adrian Hauser goes just four innings tonight, gives up four earned runs. Strikes out one, last 71 pitches. But again, he does get through his part of the game, and the Brewers win with him. So that's what matters. So it's a 4-1 game into the fifth. Willy Adames, a two-run shot, puts it to within one. Fifth inning, Reds tack on another one. And then the runs start flowing in the sixth. Urias with the double. Bradley Jr. with a shallow single to center field. Some missed time plays by the Reds. Reds got sloppy defensively. Colton Wong, you heard that highlight. 6-5, the Brewers take the lead, and they do not return it. Eighth inning, Urias then with a homer. Adames doubles the left with the bases loaded. Two more score. Some wild pitches bring in a couple more runners, and the Brewers are up 11-5. Aquino with the home run in the ninth to put one more on the board for the Reds. But the Milwaukee Brewers do get the victory over the Reds, a team which looks like they may be the main contender for the NL Central for the Brewers. You lose that game tonight, suddenly the lead is down to three. And should the Reds have won two of three? Even if they win two more now, it's at three. But had they won two of three, you know, three of three, had they swept it, you could be looking at a very, very, I mean, it could have got down to one. Reds sweep this thing, it could get down to one by the end of it all, but the Brewers get an important win, and all these games are important. Brewers' schedule is going to get a little tougher than it was in the first half. The Reds are nipping on your tails. Everybody thought this would be a season where the Pirates would finish last. The Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals would be fighting for the top three, and then the Reds would be good for a while, and then the other shoe would drop. Well, the Pirates are going to finish last. The Cubs are on a fire sale already. They have opened the box. Jock Peterson getting dealt yesterday. Jock Peterson signs with them to be an everyday outfielder. They send him to Atlanta. Trade for a first baseman that they think could be their first baseman of the future. They say that because they think they're going to move on from Anthony Rizzo and maybe Chris Bryant at some point. The Cubs are selling. The Cardinals have the same record as the Cubs. And so it's the Brewers right now at 54-39 and the Reds at 48-43. I have done a lot of chatting already today, so the more that you guys want to talk, the better. I mean, if you ever wanted to be on the radio, especially on a Friday night, and the nerves are a little looser, tonight's the night. Because I want to talk to you guys, 414-799-1250. I have not talked to Beer Count Kenny in a while. What's up?
Here's what's up. Big win in Cincinnati.
Where the hell have you been?
You know what? I've been hitting saloons all over this state. That's what I've been doing. I feel like the Crusher. Except for I haven't been running around with quarter barrels on my shoulders, you know, like the Crusher did.
No, that's fine, yeah.
You know, when he used to have the cigar in his mouth and he's running around. I've been going from saloon to saloon to saloon, you know?
That's pretty good.
But I try to do my best Crusher impersonation. But nevertheless, what a big win for the Crew after the All-Star break. They come out and they're putting runs on the board. But Jace Peterson, hey, that play on the Yelly one where Yelly got called out, you know, on the turn, it kind of seemed to It just seemed for me watching the game, it seemed like that was like the turning point. And all of a sudden, things started to shift. And then the hits started coming. And guys loosened up. And it's like, it's just one of those plays that turns a team and gets them rolling. But there were so many good things that happened tonight with the bats, with the Brewers. It was phenomenal. And once you start to see that, and now Wong's back in the lineup, and as these guys start to come together and gel, things are going to get better and better and better. If they can get two out of three here in Cincinnati, that's phenomenal. And that's what you're looking for.
Would you agree? Because the Brewers are in first place, and now it's a five-game differential. But I do think that a lot of us feel good about the Brewers. We know that their pitching staff is great. We know that in a series, you know, if you can line up Burns and Woodruff and Peralta in whatever order, that's going to be very tough to contend with. But I do think that if the bats are how they were in the first half, the Reds, who do have bats, are going to have a pretty good chance to catch you. So winning tonight against them, putting up 11, I'm with you, Kenny. I think this is a good start, a good sign for the second half.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The Reds have some phenomenal bats, but what the Brewers need right now is to continue to build their chemistry. And so by solidifying your outfield and your infield and Council making the lineup more consistent with your guys and keeping people healthy, I think that's going to be the key here in the second half for the Brewers because, like you said, they've got the pitching. Okay, but now you got to be able to put those runs every game together. You have to do enough to win. But it even goes beyond that. So putting enough runs on to win is one thing, but building that chemistry and getting those key hits and clutch times with runners in scoring position, that's going to be the key to what's going to happen here in the next 69 games. And I have no doubt in my mind this team can do it. You can see the chemistry. These guys are having fun. This is a team that really doesn't even need to be managed hard anymore because these guys look that comfortable together. That's just my opinion. And I can't wait to see how these next 69 games play out, my man.
I can't wait
to get together and have some beers with you.
Yeah, I would like that too. What's the chemistry between you and the Beer Count tonight?
Well, the beer count tonight, you know, I got done a little early today. So it started escalating at a couple of local saloons and got the shot factor going in there. So shots were at 6. BC right now is at 18. So it's all good.
You sound way too coherent for that to be true.
No, that's a fact. That's really a fact because I've been stretching it out since 2 o'clock. So it's all good, my man.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Remember, pace, not race when drinking.
You, not only that, I'm at home, so I'm relaxing now.
Oh, well then, yeah.
So now I can cut it loose here because tomorrow I'm heading to the Northland for a few days.
Oh, okay. Well, have fun.
Hey, go Bucks.
Go and Bucks.
Let's see if the Brewers can keep it going, my man. Polish Pipe Bomb, I love you, brother.
He loves you, too. He's screening a call.
I know he is. I know he is.
So you
we'll
have
talk to... You guys have a good one.
Yeah, see ya. Beer Count Kenny. Again, line him up tonight. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski here. Tim off for the weekend, and we'll be back when they pick things up against the Royals. So the Brewers have a 3-game set here, and then they go American for a while. A 3-game set, then a day off. 2-game set with Kansas City, a day off, and then a 3-game set with the White Sox. And the White Sox, remember, there's going to be Sunday Night Baseball in town in Milwaukee for the first time in a long time. That'll be on Sunday night. Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski, 414-799-1250, 11-6, the score. Kenny mentioned Colton Wong. We'll start there. Just looking at this lineup tonight, pretty much everybody getting in on the action except for Omar Narvaez, which he'll get the pass tonight because he's an all-star. He's been carrying this team offensively in some degrees. Colton Wong comes back, wastes no time. He's 3-for-5, 2 runs. Christian Yelich, still hitless, does get on base, scores a run. You still want to see more from Yelich, of course. Willy Adames, what a trade this turned out to be. When they traded for him, they gave up a couple of arms. And you thought, what are they doing? Adames is just going to be another guy. You're still trying to dig the hole from this Trent Grisham deal where Urias didn't work out and then Arcia and Urias was worse. They found the formula because Urias had a nice night too. 2-for-4 lower down the order, but he had a home run as well. Adames has been great. And what Adames has brought to this team too, to Kenny's point about chemistry, they were missing. I mean, in chemistry in baseball, it's a very debatable thing. But the Brewers teams that you've known under Craig Counsell, have they not just been fun? Have they not just been energetic in the clubhouse? You know, you have guys that have just been enjoying themselves. For whatever reason, that started to have gone away. And then Arcia was like the last fun guy left. And they're all like fun guys, but I mean real spark plugs. Something was missing. Adames comes in. He's like basically this team's version of Carlos Gomez, which is fitting as those two are tight. He wears the same number. And it's really changed since he's come aboard how much fun it's been to watch them, but also how much fun they seem to be having.
Well, and he did it in his introductory press conference here in Milwaukee. He sat there and he said, you know, that he watched Woody and Burns on and Peralta on TV. And on TV, their stuff was, like, amazing. But seeing it in real life, it's nasty. You know, what a way, you know, a way just to gather the troops around you and have everybody look to you as a leader. And that was on day one. And it's been nothing but great success since he's gotten here.
So Narvaez, as I mentioned, he batted cleanup tonight, 0-for-5. Garcia had a home run. So that was good, 1-for-5. On-base Jace, a hit and 2 walks, 1-for-3. Urias with the home run. Jackie Bradley Jr., 2-for-5. So he has improved. Let me just count on my fingers, and I think I'll need to use my toes now for his batting average up to 171.
Boom. JBJ, man, if he can turn it around and become like a not, you know, just even a 250 hitter.
Oh, my God. Even if he was 220, the difference that would be.
Oh, I know. But, yeah, look out. If he gets going, man, this Brewers offense is going to be tough. But Colton Wong has to stay healthy.
Adrian Hauser, the 4 innings. The Brewers win for the 7th straight time when he's on the mound. Did give up 4. Brent Suter comes in, gives up 1 in his inning of work. Jake Cousins has been terrific. Still a clean ERA couple of strikeouts for him. Boxberger also comes in with the hold, and then Miguel Sanchez cleans it up, does give the home run up late, but overall pitched pretty well. A good night for the crew. They give up six, but they score 11. That means they win, 54-39 on the year. Nate the Great, what's up, friend?
What's good, Bart?
What's good?
I like I say every time, it's good to get you on these post game shows sometimes, because sometimes in the morning I can't talk to you, and well, we get our conversation in this way.
Well, I requested it tonight. I was gonna have off, but I said, you know, I haven't talked to Nate the Great in a while. I need to work.
Well, I'm glad you did. But what I'm just gonna say is, Colton Wong, he puts everybody in place down that Brewers lineup. You get Urias lower in the lineup where he can see some good pitches, and you see what happens when he's down there. He can give production a little bit, so that it's not, when you get down to the end of the Brewers lineup, it's three straight outs, you know what I mean? So that's good. I'm glad he's back. I didn't even know he was coming back. I just started watching the game, and I seen him pop up. I was like, oh my God, Colton Wong's back. That's good. And then hopefully Lorenzo Cain will be coming back sometime soon. That'll give Jackie Bradley Jr. a little bit of a break, and get him back in his role. Tim always likes to talk about that while he's here, about getting guys back in his role, and I believe it. Because when you got him coming off the bench, I feel like it's just more comfortable, less pressure on him and stuff like that. And then Willie Adames, my goodness, I have to eat crow on this one because I was one of those guys who was like, oh my God, why are you giving up Rasmussen and JP for somebody that can't even hit? You know what I mean? He doesn't like hitting that Tropicana. But I was like, man, I don't know about this trade. It turned out it's been something that we needed. And then the bullpen, I don't know where they got this Cousins guy from. His slider's just nasty.
You know what? I don't know where they got him from either. That's a good question.
That slider is nasty. I tell you, I was watching it, and what's his name? I don't know. 44 or something like that for them. For the Cincinnati Reds, he couldn't do nothing with it.
Aquino on the home run?
Yeah, he just looked so nasty coming out of his hand. It was like, well, how are you supposed to hit that? You know what I mean? So, that Cousin's going to be big for us down the stretch. I definitely know that. Bart, that's about it. That's all I got for you tonight.
Well, good stuff, Nate. I don't think I'm in another Friday for a while, so you'll have to wake up, or we'll find a way to connect.
I'll be actually going on vacation like in a week or so I have some time in the morning to give you a call.
All right. Well, you know where I'll be.
Yep. All right. Tuck you in.
All right. Nate the Great, 414-799-1250. Brewers get the 11-6 win. We'll go through, because, again, they're getting production. Some of these guys... This whole team, I mean, this is a completely different team from even a year ago, even the beginning of the year. And there's some guys now that you wonder how long they'll continue to have an impact with guys coming back, especially the first base position I want to look at a little bit tonight, too. We'll do that coming out. Brewers get the big win, 11-6 over the Reds. I'm Bart, that's Jeff. Want to hear from you, 799-1250.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
This is sent into right field. Hit it well. Aquino looking up, and it's out of here. A home run. Opposite field bomb for Willie Adames, and we have ourselves a one-run game at Great American Ballpark.
Matt LaPay, Rock, Valley Sports Wisconsin. Matt LaPay unsure at first if it was a home run. They got to get these guys on the road. You may have seen the John Sterling call where he called a home run for the Yankees that was actually a replay. He didn't know. I mean, they need to openly complain about it too.
Well, yeah, it's funny. It's funny that you hear a call like that. It's like, okay, yeah, he not paying attention.
I don't know if that's it, but it's hard to tell. Even on the double that I think Adames was the one that hit the double. He hit the double in the eighth. He thought it was going to be a home run, and so did I, because you're banking on whatever the TV cameras tell you.
Yeah.
They're sitting at Miller Park. Matt LaPay and Rock. Sophia did the interview post-game. She's there at Miller Park. At some point, you can send these people back. If you're going to put 35,000 people in the Cincinnati ballpark, Sophia Minert can be there.
Well, she's more important than all 35,000.
Oh, I agree. But Cincinnati's a trash town. I'm just kidding.
They got to get back out, get back on the road.
You ever been to Cincinnati?
No.
Somehow I've been there twice.
Really?
Yeah, once for a Packer-Bengals game.
Okay.
Packers went up 14-0 and then lost. Jonathan Franklin fumbled at the end of the game.
I remember him.
And then I was there as a kid for some reason. But we stayed in the hotel the whole time, and I saw nothing.
Yeah, memorable trip. I think the second one was probably a lot more fun than the first time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The first one, I was of above legal age and very... Cincinnati's got a nice... They've got, like, their city, but then they've got a river, and then it's like a little island. Not really, but kind of, where both stadiums are, and there's a bunch of bars there.
Okay.
So it's basically, here's the city, river, cross it, playground.
Party time.
Is what it is. So I do like that aspect of it. Everything's relatively close. So we'll give Adames the home run, the play of the game. It could be any of these runs. We'll give it to Adames there because he did get the scoring going and made it more comfortable of a deficit where the Brewers were in striking distance. Plus, he had four RBI on the night. So we'll give it to him. Dave and Cudahy, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski. I'm in for Tim. Dave has a bunch of jobs. He's a wrestler. He's a comedian. I would consider this almost one of your jobs, calling into the shows.
Well, anything I can do to have a good time, especially it worked out very nicely tonight. I got done with my wrestling gig, and now I have the incredibly long drive home. So it's great to be able to hear such a good buddy on the airwaves.
Oh, were you in Chilton tonight?
I was.
God, Chilton's, yeah, you're in the boonies.
Yeah, I don't recognize anything, and that's mainly because they don't have lights anywhere.
Chilton to Cudahy. Yeah. What are you taking back? 59?
I don't know. It says 45 miles an hour. That's all I know.
Oh, no.
Painful.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know what? I'm happy to see the Brewers are shook off everything that happened before the All-Star game and coming big with a nice win like this. This Brewers team has like a weird sensation to them. I kind of give them like a major league feel where it's just a bunch of random guys, but they're all so damn good.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I don't have much to add on that. That was pretty well said.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that they continue with this and they keep up the winning streak. You know, we're going for two, baby. That's what I like to hear.
Actually, what I was doing was I was looking up your directions home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I said 59. It was I'm in 57.
Oh, thank goodness. I was about to turn on to 59.
Did you pass Plymouth yet?
I think I'm just about to pull into Plymouth.
Oh, my God.
Look, there's a sign that says 57. Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm about to get into Waldo.
Yeah, Waldo. You found Waldo.
I did.
And then coming up is the town of Adele.
Oh, I might have to go around that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty boring and not very attractive.
I'll make sure to say I call back in and say hello from the other side.
Did you win your wrestling match?
No, Dave doesn't win much.
Okay.
Oh, I won tonight.
You won tonight?
Hey!
I won.
Aren't you a heel?
sleep phase?
I don't know.
You never have.
I thought you told me once you were a heel. Oh, you're definitely in Plymouth. You're cutting out.
Oh, well, have a good one. Bucks in six.
See you, Dave. Yeah, Dave hit all the hot spots. Dave hit New Holstein. Dave hit Kiel. Plymouth, Waldo, Adele. See, Chilton, being from Fond du Lac, okay, Chilton is not too far from me. It's just you never have any reason to go there. But there was a wrestling event tonight, and Dave's a wrestler, and he made it to Chilton. And now he's going through Waldo. He's going to hit Random Lake, Fredonia. I mean, this is a drive, 57. One of the great highways that we have in this beautiful state.
Seeing all the natural beauty Wisconsin has to offer.
Tim is downtown. You got a report on my chairs?
Still here.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Hey, don't touch those chairs. All right, I'm back. Sorry.
All right, let me update everybody. Last week, I put a chair on Wisconsin Avenue for the Bucks Parade. I just set it there with a sign that I made that said reserved for the Bucks Parade. It got stolen very quickly. This time, I bought four chairs. I zip-tied them together to each other and to the post. And it's between the, what is it between? What's that hotel? I just forgot. The Fairfield.
Fairfield, yeah.
Yeah, the Hamptons a little further. Fairfield
down,
and then the Warner Theater. It's in front of a building that's empty.
For lease.
Yep, it's for lease. You're right. And then my greatest move was I was looking through some signs at Walmart, and I found one that said, it might say private property, I think.
It does.
It cost me $1.89. That sign, you shouldn't be able to buy that sign for $1.89. Because people walk by that, they think like it's official.
That might be the best buy so far. I mean, no.
So I put chairs there at noon, and they're there 10 hours later? Wow. How far do you live from the chairs? Not too far?
Not too far. You want me to check at like 2 in the morning?
No, I don't need you to go out for that. I was just wondering if you could like look out your window and see them.
No, I can't do that. But I mean, I'm going out, so I'll probably pass this on my way home. So I'll give you I'll tweet you an update then. How about that?
Yeah, that'll be good. Because one thing that I am upset about, and the chairs are there for the Bucks Parade. I don't even know if it's going down Wisconsin Avenue.
Here's the deal. I'm actually meeting out Kevin Holden right now. If things get a little crazy, maybe we'll sleep in them tonight. He can sleep in the front two, and I'll sleep in the back two.
Okay, Kevin went down there earlier today, took a video.
I saw that.
I need the thing that's bumming me out is nobody else has put a chair down, though, with me.
You know what? I should have grabbed one when I left.
I thought there would be – because I was like, how do I do this? I'll put four chairs down. That'll spark more people to put chairs. And then I had so many people this morning tell me, we're putting chairs. We're going to be there. All you have to do is put them down, and we'll add to them. And y'all lied to me.
If they're there tomorrow morning, I'll bring a chair with me, and I'll put it in the next space to the left or right of yours.
All right, you're going to have to tie it.
I'm going to have to go to Walmart, too, right, and get a private property sign?
Well, I think you could get those. There's got to be a shop downtown you could get one of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, deal. I'll do that tomorrow.
All right, Tim, let me know.
I'll check on them tonight, and I'll check on them again on my way home.
If they're gone tomorrow, I mean, still put one down anyway, and then I'll add some more when I can.
Okay.
Yeah, because that is the spot. That is the spot.
That's your spot. The city should give you a star right there.
Yeah, the city, I would say the city owes me.
Yeah, after taking your last chair. I assume it was the city. Who knows?
Yeah, screw them.
All right, Bart, take it easy. I'll tweet you at, bar time tonight and let you know if they're still there.
All right, I was going to go to bed after the show, but I think I'm going to stay up now.
Have a drink or two. Maybe I'll have Kevin FaceTime you later tonight after the show.
All right, it's worth a try. I'll be asleep.
No, you won't. Have a drink.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye,
bye. Bye. Tim, God, could you tell I was trying to get him to ask me to come have a drink with him? You got very close.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't sound desperate at all there, Bart. You know, not at all.
I mean, how much more forward could I have been?
You didn't beat around the bush. That's for
sure. I wanted the invite. Brewers win. Let's get back to that. Brewers win 11-6. Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if Tim wanted to talk Brewers. Maybe he did. Maybe next time. Brewers win 11-6. We'll hear from Craig Counsell. We'll hear from some of the guys that made such an impact tonight. Talk more about who of these guys do we think will continue to have the impact that they are having in the second half. There's a lot of guys that have to return. You could see some trades, the trading deadline 2 weeks from tonight. So there's still a lot of intrigue. We just don't know how much similar the team that they have now is going to look like the team that they have. Let's say they make the playoffs. First base, big question mark. The outfield, still some things need to be worked out there. We'll talk about that with you guys. 414-799-1250.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
AM, The Fan. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler in for Tim. Jeff Orlowski, we're live from the Lakeland University Studios. Online learning and 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms. Lakeland.edu. Postgame show brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Great Lakes Dragaway as well. Let's go inside the clubhouse. We're going to hear from Willie Adames momentarily. Willie Adames had a very good night. 3 of 5, couple of runs, 4 RBI. Just coming off a multi, he had a 4 RBI game not too long ago, Adames. And so he's been great. And when you look around the diamond and you start to think, well, what can the Brewers like add at the deadline? And it's a conversation that we will get into quite a bit on the station over the next couple of weeks, maybe after the Bucks thing dies down, after they win the finals on Tuesday night, because they still have room to improve. Just looking around the diamond real briefly, catcher, Narvaez, he's an all-star. Pena's about as good as a backup as you're going to have. Everything's good there.
Yep.
First base, I have no idea what they're going to do. Jace Peterson started there tonight. Jace Peterson is hanging on. I mean, he's been deserving of it. He has been on base Jace, but he is just hanging on to a spot, man. Once Kane comes back, if they do make a trade for somebody, I mean, his spot is, he's the next guy. I mean, it was Pablo Reyes for Colton Wong. At some point, Jace Peterson, there's not going to be enough room for him. Tyrone Taylor could be another one of those guys where there's just not enough room for you. But first base, if it's not Hira, Vogelbach should be back, I think, in about 3-4 weeks. You could look to trade for somebody there. CJ Krohn has been a name thrown out. Otherwise, I just have no idea. Like, if they make the playoffs and it's the first playoff series for the Brewers, starting at first base is, I mean, it could be anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it could. That both corner positions on the infield is just an absolute disaster. Just a mess.
Second base is good with Colton Wong. Shortstop's good with Adames. Urias has been the third baseman, so he is actually, that's been better than you would have thought, and you're still going to work back Travis Shaw at some point. Shaw with the team taking some work before the game. Outfield, it's going to be Yelich, Kane, Garcia's been good, and then it's Garcia. I keep saying Garcia. I think I said it already. I see Arcia. Garcia. I'll get there. I mean, that's like one of the more easy names to say.
Yes, it is.
I keep getting it wrong. And then you're going to have to figure out what to do with the outfield. They could add more pitching in terms of bullpen. You can never have enough bullpen help. But where they are finding these guys, I mean, again, Jake Cousins, where? The guy was claimed by the Brewers a couple of years ago, played some independent ball, back with the team, called up, it's got the ERA is 0. He's not giving up a run.
Yeah, he stepped right in and took J.P. Feierheisen's spot.
Big Ron is in New Jersey, 414-799-1250. I think, did I see you tweeting about Jace Peterson tonight, Big Ron?
Yeah, I called into the Rami show this afternoon, and I was like, look, Rami, dude, you got to move Jace on base, Jace, to first base, you know, with Colton Wong coming injured, keep him in the lineup.
Well, good for you. You did it.
I did, man. So I'm thinking my wife wants to come on and talk to you. No, she doesn't. Okay.
Put her on. Well, don't tease.
All right. They said don't tease. Come here.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? I'm Bart. How are you?
Hi, Bart. I hear about you all the time.
Oh, that's weird.
Not really. You're like in my sleep because you sleep with sports radio on.
Okay, I'm feeling this. We are on the radio, so I don't know where this conversation is going, but we got to keep it a little clean.
Oh, okay. Ron loves listening to you guys at all hours, so I hear your name.
Does he? Is he like too into sports?
No, I don't think he's too into sports. But as you know, he lives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, he's a big Wisconsin sports guy. Has he told you about his man cave?
Oh, he has. I think I've even gotten pictures.
Yes, there's Wisconsin Badger carpeting and balances, and then we have, like, Packer stuff all over the walls. So it used to be a sunroom, and then 12 years ago it turned into a Wisconsin man cave.
And you were okay with that, or you didn't? It was kind of inevitable?
I moved out here across the country for me, so I felt like, you know what, that's the least I could do.
Oh, I didn't know that about Big Ron.
Yeah, we were long distance, and he moved out here to Jersey for me.
Oh.
We met at Miller Park, actually.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
How? Were you, like, on a friend group thing, or
no,
he just saw you at Miller Park?
It was a little deceiving. It was through work. We both worked for the same company, and I was out there from New Jersey on a work trip, and he had organized a brewer outing, yes, at a luxury box, and there were brats, and I said, oh, I've never had a brat, but I'm not going to eat the bread because that's what most East Coast girls do, eat the buns. And he made fun of me.
Wow.
As well he should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still try to avoid the bread, but we are coming out your way next week, actually.
Oh, are you going to some games?
Well, I think he's going to a game. We're piecemealing it, but Ron's parents are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and they rented a lake house. Honey, what lake is it?
Wow. That sounds nice.
Oh, yeah.
I hope your walls don't connect, because that could be awkward.
Yeah. No. No, it's all good. So, yeah.
All right, well.
I'm going to put Ron back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
You too.
Yeah, man. So Jace needs to play.
We're not talking about Jace, Ron.
What do you want to talk about?
You dirty dog, you.
Dirty dog.
You bonding over some brats.
Yeah, we did. You know, I mean, she was on the Atkins diet, and I had to rip on her a little bit, you know. That's how it happens in Milwaukee. Hey, dude, can I buy you a couple of drinks when I come in town? I'm going to the White Sox game the 24th, you know. That may
next
be,
Saturday?
Saturday next, yeah, a couple Saturday, yeah, a week from, tomorrow, week from tomorrow. And then here's the deal, man. But if it goes 7 games, there might be a parade, you know, and I might have to sit on your chair over there on Wisconsin Avenue.
Well, I got 4 out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there.
Yeah, I think Paul Imig was sitting in them and, like, talking smack, man.
I don't know what that means.
Or one of those guys. I don't know. Maybe not Paul Imig. I'm sorry. One of your other guys.
All right, so your wife moved, or she went back to Jersey, and then how did you guys connect again?
Well, you know, I moved out here to New Jersey from West Dallas, you know, West Dallica, Dirty Dallas. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to be.
Yeah, I can tell in your voice.
Yeah, of course. I'm from West Dallas, man. You're a good caller. What KJ, the Kauaian guy, man. He's in West Dallas too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I'm from, and I moved out here for her. You know, it was a love story. You know, mean,
love at first sausage.
It was love at first sausage at Miller Park, you know. Yes. Did you hear that? Can you hear that? I don't know. She's denying that.
You know, some would say that that brat that you guys bonded over was the missing link.
Yeah, that was a Sports Illustrated cover with Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren.
Yeah.
Yeah, the missing link, man. It was the missing link, I think. I think that brat was the missing link. Yeah.
You got any other puns? You want to make a wiener joke, Jeff? Or?
No, I think I'm good now.
I got a really good joke.
Okay.
This joke? All right, here it goes. So there's this old man, and he's in the hospital, right? And he's, like, hooked up to all these, you know, wires. And he's hooked up to a ventilator. And he's got this facial mask on, like an oxygen mask. Because he's hooked up to a ventilator. And so he calls the nurse, you know, and the nurse comes in. And she's like, what can I do for you? And he's like, are my testicles black? And she's like, what? And he's like, are my testicles black? She's like, no. She lifts up his gown. She's like, no, they're healthy. They're all good to go. And he gets all angry. He gets really angry, and he rips off his mask, his oxygen mask from the ventilator, and he says, are my test results back?
You missed on that one.
Yeah, I'd retire that one.
You'd retire that one, really?
Oh, yeah, that's not funny.
It works better in person, I think.
I would highly doubt it, but.
Yeah, so if you do go out for drinks with Big Ron Bart, you got to make sure that he doesn't lift up your gown.
All right, Ron.
All right, guys, man. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
See you, buddy. We were going to hear from Willie Adames, but God, why now?
Well, his wife sounds like a total smoke show, and you know Ron's a great dude, so, you know, good call.
Are my test results back?
Yeah, still not that funny, but, you know, bad joke aside.
You know what, though? I'll always remember that one. I'll always remember this joke, because sometimes I try to think of a joke on the spot. I can never remember one, like a good old fashioned joke. I know at some point in my life I will tell that joke and hate it every second I'm telling it, yeah. But I will tell it.
I'll bet you get the first two lines out and butcher the whole thing. But
kind of like my show every day. More on the Brewers, I guess. They win 11-6. We will go inside that locker room coming up.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
That thing you heard, it's called you could call it an open, you could call it a bumper, but whatever we call it, it's my favorite one of what we play, because I love those questions, and I would love in a real press conference for someone to ask those questions in that order. Hey, Craig, Bart Winkler, the Fan, what was the deal with that lineup? He'd be like, what? I'd say, why did you pinch hit with that guy? What? I would love to hear that.
I think Mike Vassallo would rip you out of that room so quick.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, Bart, can you come here? I just want to double check something on that press credential. Into the trash can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brewers win 11-6. Craig Counsell afterwards.
Craig, it's hard not to notice that this is sort of where Willie joined you, and he has another big game here. I mean, we've asked you to sort of put into words what he's meant for your club, but it just seems like he's been the guy driving the bus in so many of these wins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did a good job getting on base for him tonight, and he's getting huge hits. The most noticeable thing is just his hits are it's just big hits. They come at big times. You know, they change the complexion of games, and he's doing it often. So he's been incredible since we've acquired him. There's no question about it. He's changed our team, and our team changed when he got here.
Craig, how proud are you of the performance by the offense in general? You know, you guys are down three runs after four innings and just kind of come roaring back, and it was really everybody that contributed.
Yeah, I mean, it was. That's the great part about our run scoring tonight. And when you score 11, it's got to be everybody. But, you know, the game, you know, they did a good job. They put some runs against Adrian and, you know, had us down. Maley was doing a nice job. We got some pressure on him, but couldn't get runs against him. And then it was just a move the line type of night after that. And then we, you know, there's some homers mixed in there, but the seventh inning or the eighth inning where we scored a bunch was just a really good inning. Just base hits, tough at bats, moving the line, doing a nice job. So really, really good offensive night and a night where length to the lineup, I thought, kind of came through tonight and shined with, you know, a guy like Urias who's been leading off, hitting at the bottom of the lineup, doing a lot of damage for us and getting big hits and continuing innings.
That late rally kind of helps you set up your bullpen moving forward too. You got Burns and Woodruff starting and you're able to rest Devin and Josh right off the bat.
Yeah, no, it was huge for sure. You know, when you go to your bullpen in the fifth, it's always a little concerning kind of moving forward in the series, but we did good. The offense did good. Sanchi completed two innings for us without getting anybody up, so we're in good shape.
Craig, you talked about the length of the lineup. How much of that is getting Colton back at the top and getting three hits from him right off the bat?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's incredible. I mean, he's had one game in the last month, so I was not sure tonight what if it's going to take a little to get his timing going. And, I thought his first at bat was really good. They threw a good 3-2 pitch to him. But he just got it going, man. He has an uncanny way of just kind of being ready and locked in from without having at bats. We'll take note of that next spring training for sure. But it's been impressive. I mean, come out after missing as much time as he has and put three hits on the board tonight. And the Garrett at bat that's a tough at bat. I think we know that. And it's a big spot. And he put together a great at bat.
Craig, have you ever been able to figure out the run support? It seems like there's always one run support guy in the starting rotation and Hauser's getting all the runs.
I don't. I mean, I don't think any of us can figure that out. I didn't know that. I guess it makes sense, but it's there's no rhyme or reason to that. It's good fortune, I guess, but I look at it as a win. You know, whoever pitches and we score some runs for, we scored enough runs tonight.
How do you think of the way he threw the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was just a little off tonight, and I thought you could tell that just by kind of looking up at the scoreboard and seeing the balls and the strikes. There was just – they were even. You know, they were kind of 50-50 for most of the night with balls and strikes. So he was a little off tonight. But, you know, he got through the third, and then the fourth was an easy inning for him. So that was important that he got through the fourth, I thought. I thought the fourth could have been a tough inning for him. He got the pitcher out to start, and then he got Indian Winker out. So it was big for him to get through that inning, and it wasn't his best night, but he got us through four innings and the offense did the rest.
In the sixth, when Omar threw out Akiyama, I mean, you just saw so much emotion from Omar and from Willie. I mean, was that a big spot for you?
Yeah. I mean, that was Omar with an incredible exchange and Willie with a great tag there. And it's, you know, something that I think they're trying to challenge Cousins a little bit. One, because he's been so good. And then so you're looking for spots to kind of take a chance against him. But it was a big spot. I mean, that was the leadoff hitter getting on base and could have been a tough inning and a one run game at that point, or it was either a tie game or a one run game at that point. So that was a big moment. I thought Jake had an easy inning from there. And and the offense started to kick in, but it was cool because it was a really, Omar could not have done it any better. I mean, I don't think you could say that the catcher could make a catch exchange and throw any better than that.
How good does it feel to be able to come out of tonight with a win, and then you got Woody and Corbin going Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think just coming out of the break, this team beat us three times in a row. So just getting a win against them, starting off the second half in a good way, starting off a big series in a good way is meaningful for sure.
Craig, when Castellanos got hit, do you think he swung? And
yeah, that was my argument, is that he swung. They didn't think he swung. I will tell you, Tim Timmons said it's a play he'll look at after the game and revisit. But I thought it was pretty clear that he swung. They thought the pitch was too far. He was just trying to get out of the way. But I thought it was pretty clear that he started his swing, and then continued his swing on there. So that was the argument they said no at the time.
And that's your scoop from the skipper, Craig Counsell. Afterwards, the Brewers get the victory 11-6. Good to see the bats break out again, especially that first game after the All-Star break, to maybe set a tone. How much of that carries over? How much do you believe in that? It can be debated, but I would much rather take – I mean, do you want them to score two runs on three hits, or would you rather have them score 11 runs on 12 hits? I will take that. Brewers get the win. 54-39. The lead over the Reds is 5. That is what we'll look at. That is what we'll talk about as we preview the rest of this series coming up. 414-799-1250, the postgame show. Thanks to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and driven by Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove right here on The Fan.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Bart Winkler in for Tim Allen. Jeff Orlowski's here if you do want to call Tim. 262-5... Should I keep going? I gave out my phone number one time on the air. That was probably a mistake. I get a lot of picks. Nasty ones. From Big Ron. Just kidding. We were going to hear from Willie Adames earlier, but we heard the Big Ron and wife origin story. The origin story for Willie Adames: when the Brewers traded for him, he met with them in Cincinnati. We weren't sure what we were going to get out of him. He has been maybe the team's MVP this season, at least outside of the pitching department. Willie Adames afterwards.
Willie, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, we were joking before the game about how this is the place that kind of started it for you with the Brewers. Just another good game for you. You feel comfortable here playing, don't you?
Yeah, I've been feeling good. You know, it's good to start the second half like that, especially, you know, with a win. To have a great game like that is always great. So, obviously I'm feeling good at the plate. Hopefully I can continue to carry that the whole second half and continue to help the team to get wins because we need them.
Willie, in the games before the break and again tonight for both teams, there were moments of very high emotion. You know, you at second base after that caught stealing and Castellanos was upset. Like, how big are these games, even though it's still just the middle of July?
I think everybody knows that they're trying to win against us because, you know, they are the team that is right behind us, you know, and obviously we're trying to win to push them a little, you know, farther in the second place. And And those games are going to be intense. You saw all the four games at home, all of the games were tight, you know, all of the games were intense. And, you know, we were competing. And same tonight, it was the same thing. You know, we were competing and, you know, we never gave up in the game. And, you know, we had, we took every advantage they gave us. And, you know, like you say, that playing in second base, it was an unbelievable.
Willie, what can you say about the offense in general?
It was a great throw from Narvaez, and you know, obviously it got me excited, and he was excited as well. So you know,
Willie, you've been able to rack up, I think now, 6 3-hit games. What do you think has been the difference for you? You know, whether it's approach or an adjustment you've made that has just allowed you to get this kind of production so consistently.
I feel like I'm never gonna get tired of saying it. It's been the confidence, you know. I feel that's, for me, it's been the most important thing, just going to the plate, at least, you know, telling myself that I'm going to get a hit or just hit the barrel of the ball, you know, and just like, it's been great, you know. I mean, I got great guys hitting in front of me and then great guys hitting behind me, I mean, after me, and, you know, I think that helps, you know, and I don't even know what to tell you. It's just the confidence I got now, you know, is different. And obviously I'm seeing the ball better, recognizing the pitches. And, you know, that helps whenever you're able to see the ball and pick up the spin and, you know, lay off of good sliders to the dirt, you know, that helps. Cause then you're going to get a mistake and you're going to put the barrel on the ball. And, you know, I've been blessed to, you know, to come to this team and, you know, to get hot at the right time and, you know, to help the team to get better.
Willie Adames afterwards, good stuff from him, interesting stuff there, and you really get a look into how they view this series. They did lose 3 of 4 to the Reds before the break, and it allowed the Reds to make things a little more interesting in the NL Central. The Brewers, in what was supposed to be, still could, but supposed to be a dogfight for this division, started to run away with this thing. The Cubs under 500, the Cardinals under 500, the Pirates much further under 500. And so who was going to be the team, if any, to challenge? The Reds have a really good May into June, into July, and suddenly they're a handful of games back. They catch up on you. If they win this series, if they would have swept this series, which obviously they can't do now, but had they done that, they'd be a game back. You'd give up 6 games, a 6-game swing to the Reds. So getting the win tonight was big, and it was very big because of what's coming up. Now, Adrian Hauser has, when he starts, the Brewers have now won 7 in a row when he starts. Doesn't have the greatest night tonight. Bullpen really carries things. Hauser goes 4 innings, gives up 4 earned. But now this weekend, you've got your heavy hitters. You've got Brandon Woodruff tomorrow. Reds are countering with Luis Castillo. Very good. But then on Sunday, you've got Corbin Burns. And Sonny Gray will be off the IL. Very good there, too. But you've got, I mean, if you were going to drop one, you would think that this would be the one that you drop. To win this one, you're just trying to win all these series. Win as many of these series as you can. Getting this win tonight, very big. Because the Reds right now, the Cubs are selling. And I don't know what's going on with St. Louis. The Reds are your competition at this point. So when you play them, win as many as you can. It is that simple. I feel stupid just for saying it because you're aware of it. The key in sports is to win as many as you can. How's that for some words of wisdom?
I'm going to have to write that down.
Win as many as you can.
How do you spell that?
W. That's the one that looks like 2 U's.
Okay.
We'll work this out. Okay, yeah. Tomorrow, Bucks, Suns, we got you covered tomorrow night. We'll be here as the series wraps up Sunday. Have a good night, Milwaukee.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.